if you are out there spreading that stuff, congratulations. Happy Valentine's Day. You are a fucking idiot. Sarah, I got your other email. I got your address. The production notes and it's signed is on its way.
Look at me doing a dance. It's me, Ronnie Rucker, doing a dance with my mask on.
So sad. Okay, just to play some music.
Welcome to the show. My name is Ronnie Rucker, and this is Beneath Everything. It's the show where we make money, 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 make money. Actually, no. We seriously make zero fucking money here. And as a matter of fact, I think we're going to have to lay off Mark the intern because we can't afford him anymore. It's the recession. The recession has finally taken its toll again. I got addictions that I gotta pay for. Shit. Don't look at me kinda like fucked up because that fucking. This shit's not uncommon to fucking have to fire people so that you can get drunk and stoned and shit. This ain't paradise. This shit's Hawaii, yo. Fuck's sake. Fuck. Welcome to the show. My god. Another week has gone by and I don't know where it's gone. I don't fucking even know where half of fucking my brain is right now. Anyways, I know you're fucking on Beneath Everything. If you're watching this on TV, wow. And if you're fucking listening to the podcast, even more wow. Even more fucking wow wow. I give you a wow wow. Let's just get into this shit. Tonight, this week, we're going to talk about being called a jerk on Twitter and how that really means nothing to me. We're going to update you on our cult status. We're going to talk about retweeting a word that some may deem inappropriate. The word is cunt. We tried new stuff out on the blog. We're going to talk about that, the interviews and shit. We're going to talk about being recognized on the street and how ridiculously stupid that is. And, yeah. Got a whole lot from the next coming weeks. No Monster Club next week. Twin Peaks after that. Sunshine Monroe. Phoenix Lux. Sounds Like. Papa's Kitchen. Janelle Brooks. And the list is getting longer and longer every day. Tonight we have Beekeeper on the show. Actually, we have the lead singer, Devin, from the show. From that band. Bands out of Vancouver. I'm really excited to share with you. Talked to a lot of bands from Toronto and shit like that. So it's kind of a refreshing feeling. Talk to somebody fucking from, I guess, the West Coast of fucking, what do you call it, Canada. This fucking, like, nose thing going on right now. Great. Let's get into fucking the show, but before we do that, I need to tell you about fucking the drinking game. You're new to the show. I'm going to fucking get drunk. I kind of already am. I'm going to get more drunk during the next fucking 54 minutes that you're with me. And, yeah, if at any point I, a guest, or you hear a word that's deemed profane, or that you deem profane, it could be anything, you drink. If at any moment you just want to drink, you drink. But if anything, if at any point during the show you hear my new favorite fucking song, These Bitches Rollin' by GCJ, you gotta drink.
These bitches rollin', yes, sir. We rollin' up, we here. Money blowin' down, uh-huh. Drink going up,
you know it.
I'm fucked up,
yes, sir.
It's time to fuck,
we trippy.
She fucked up,
uh-huh.
She tryna fuck,
she going.
These bitches rolling,
yes,
we rolling up,
you know it.
Money pouring down,
uh-huh.
Drink going up,
we trippy.
Alright, so you get the picture, eh? Beer's gone, it's time to drink this fucking wine. Let's get in the first track, it's Title Fight. Check Secret Society off their album Floral Green. It's out on the 18th. You're Beneath Everything. I'm fucking Ronnie Rucker, and yeah, enjoy.
You're turned into a Beneath Everything, Ronnie Rucker.
Show me love.
title fight with Trucks, Secret Society, off their album Flora Green. Talked about it on the blog today, actually. BeneathEverything.com is where you're going to want to go to get yourself on the track, the right track to get that track into your life. BeneathEverything.com. Mark just told me to talk up because apparently fucking half the time people can't hear the shit that I'm fucking saying. So I'm going to talk up. That's right. All right, we got a whole lot to fucking get to. We've got 49 minutes to go if this fucking clock is correct. Before we get into more music, I want to talk about our fucking cult status. I think last week we updated you with our cult status 2012 as being, if you search for BBW porn stars, you can now find us online with that search. It's things have escalated. Now you can search Micronesian fucked. And if you, maybe you can't see that very well, but you search Micronesian fuck 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 down. There, you'll find us. Micronesian fuck. That's right. Our status, our cult figure status for 2012. I'm gonna fucking sneeze. Our cult status for 2012 is Micronesian fucked. Okay. Stupid. Let's get into fucking more fucking music. We got this from an Olelo viewer from Kailua. They said to give a shout out to Mayoland Productions. This is the Lone Minas. They wanted us to play their fucking video. This is Human Meat Slayer. Enjoy. Inbox coming up. More of the fucking interview. Fucking whatever. You're pretty damn enjoy.
Look at myself in the mirror and it can't get much clearer. I'm a killer, sick in the head and there ain't no filler. Cause I gotta eat these hoes, and you know that's how it goes. When you're stuck in the back of the country road, there ain't nowhere to go but straight to Malaya. I'm a straight slayer, cut your flesh and it's just so fresh, I can't tell. Into the heart without a little doubt in my mind. Can't remember the last time that I felt this fine.
I grind your bones to the powder, go ahead and scream louder. Soon you'll be human chowder, mix it up like flour. Then I cook you for an hour, eat dinner, then I digest you in the shower.
I'm a killer, you're a victim. Gonna take my time and make sure that you witness this fucked up shit I'm about to do to you. You know you're gonna scream and I know you feel too now.
I'ma laugh while we play hide and seek. You're all part of the secret recipe of this cake. But for your sake, take a break, cause I'ma eat your heart like a bloody steak. I smoke so much weed, I get so hungry. Chilling on Elm Street, Freddy and me eating human treats like a feast, eating children's feet like a whole thigh quiche. You're the beauty, I'm the beast, eating soylent green crackers and a chunk of meat that I cut fresh to the death. Cause after a few days you're dead. I treat you like my brand new pet, and after I cut you up and eat you like a hot dish.
I'm the killer, you're the victim. Gonna take my time and make sure that you're with me. This fucked up shit I'm about to do to you, you know you're gonna scream and I know you feel it too now. Scream.
I'ma laugh while we play hide and seek. You're all part of the secret recipe of this cake. But for your sake, take a break, cause I'ma eat your heart like a bloody steak.
Hey everybody, another interview. The stretch has been so long since we haven't had one. I'm really excited about this because you guys want them. Today we have Beekeeper from Vancouver, Canada on the show. We're really stoked to have them on.
Hey there, how you guys doing?
Right on.
Oh wait, they can't answer.
They can't answer that, but that's okay. They all probably watching on TV were like, hey!
Yes, I said, fine!
Fine, great. Big collective, hey. Devin, correct?
That's right.
Are you the singer of the band?
There are three of us in the band, and all three of us sing. I sing sort of the most, I guess, but I play the guitar, and then Brandy plays bass, and Luke plays drums.
Before we get into all of the good stuff, I just noticed that you posted on Twitter and on your Tumblr, I think, this awesome mic stand.
Yeah, that's that right. I'm talking into my own shoe, basically, right now.
I love it. Is there a way that we can see that, or is that something that I have to show later?
No, I can do this. Here we go.
See, this is the rig right here.
That right there is some high-tech shit. We love it.
Because this is studio quality, right?
Yeah, we love that kind of stuff because we pride ourselves here at Beneath Everything as being low definition, and that's pretty...
That's it. That's literally a shoestring budget here.
Yeah, I love it. you're in this band. I looked at your website. I noticed what you have on there, and something popped up. Something that I'm not really good at is genres. I just throw everything into rock and roll or hip hop.
Yeah, that's it.
It's quite easy for me. Sense. Now on your webpage though, there's mention of math rock. What is math rock? That throws me off. I like math. I like rock.
Well, then this we're for you. We're people who like math who like to rock. No, we use the term math rock to kind of indicate our penchant for weird time signatures and kind of kooky polyrhythms, lots of stuff happening at once. The kind of thing that if you, it sounds like you could sit down and work out a formula and solve what we're doing. So we're kind of influenced by some of the more extreme math rock that's just like really crazy music. But we kind of want to make it in a way that regular, everyday people can enjoy rather than just what music dorks.
Bands. What is a crazy math rock band so I can sort of put it into perspective?
Yeah, so I can think of like it was pretty it was like a kind of a localized thing in kind of like the Washington DC hardcore scene when bands like Fugazi were breaking out. You can look at let me think of some bands. Bands like Faraquet, which is Faraquet, or Medications. Or newer bands like Alashistas, or even bands like Battles that do kind of in very intricate, very planned out mathematical arrangements. We'll be right back.
be someone that does that. Let's watch Pinellas County's finest take him down.
I'm Devin from Beekeeper in Canada, and you are listening to Beneath Everything with Ronnie Rucker. Woo!
Bam.
That's it.
If you don't know this by now, the beer is gone. I've moved on to the wine. I'm fucked up, yo. This is the part of the show where we answer your fucking question. It's called the Inbox! Yay, fucks. if you got a question, you can hit us up on Twitter. That's at Beneath Radio. Just ask us on Twitter. It's pretty easy. Just mention us. Or you can email us. That's beneatheverythingradio@gmail.com. I remember. Last week I had issues. Let's get into it. First question. Twitter person. Filigree Shadows from Ontario, California wants to know, what's the best way to catch a rainbow using only a jam jar and a net? I fucking don't know. I pride myself on knowing everything. I really do. But you've really thrown me for a fucking curve. On this one, you really fucked me up on this one. All I can say is I don't know, and or very carefully. That's all I can do. Very carefully. If you're wondering right now why there is a rainbow, because we're just talking about rainbow, money, and a gorilla behind me, I will answer that question later on in the show, so stay tuned. Next question is from Michael from San Diego, California. You look like that guy on The Voice. Michael from San Diego. What guy? What? Fuck you. Oh, okay, Mark said, look into this fucking file here. What's his name? Fuck it. Oh. Daniel Rosa is his name. I don't know. I think the only thing we have in common is that we're fat, I think. And that his hair looks fucking good. Whatever. Well, Miguel from fucking... Don't front San Diego, Michael. It's Miguel. Thanks for fucking making me feel like shit. Last question. Ecto Helix from Kentucky, a Twitter follower, wants to know, how would you arrange the words new door into one word? Well, Ecto Helix. It's quite easy. Like this. That's how I would spell it. O-N-E-W-O-R-D. Nice try. I'm too smart for that one. Oops, I pushed the wrong fucking button. BeneathEverythingRadio@gmail.com is where you're going to want to send your emails to if you've got a question. And if you want to hit us up on Twitter, you can do that as well. It's at Beneath Radio. Before we get into the tracks off of the album of the day from our blog, I want to just say that this past weekend I was recognized on the street a number of times. It was very odd. It's very overrated. I know some people in my world like to make fun of me for it and think that I'm fucking loving it. It's very strange, and I will admit right here, it's very strange to walk down the street and have someone fucking say your name like you're like some fucking god or some shit. Don't get me wrong. It makes my dick hard.
Fucked up. Yes, sir. It's time to fuck.
You know it.
She fucked up.
She gone.
She trying to fuck.
College hoes love alcohol.
Yep.
And popping Adderall.
Yep.
And anything that got something to do.
But seriously, it's all right. Let's get into more music before we run out of time again. These are tracks off of our blog. Every day on our blog, beneatheverything.com, I post an album of the day. I basically tell you that an album is good, and I give you a little taste of it, etc., etc. So let's get into some of that. Political discourse, more of the interview with Duncan, Devin, D, for Beekeeper. They're all fucking mixed up. Movie review coming up. You're Beneath Everything. Fuck me, man. It only gets... It's all downhill. Enjoy.
Later in the day, the president apparently needed saving from an iPhone. A reporter on the scene said he appeared to be befuddled by the device and couldn't place a call at first. In his own defense, the president reminded everybody he's a BlackBerry owner. There are, of course, those two distinct schools among device owners.
Medical is
listen to.
Were those bands that you just listed, were those influences and or what bands out there are influential to you?
That's a great question. I know that... The three of us in the band draw from really different sources of inspiration. I really liked like Fugazi and kind of At the Drive-In and that kind of stuff. Whereas Luke, the drummer, I think was more into kind of jazz. In high school, he'll love me saying this. There's a Canadian band called Our Lady Peace, and he really liked their drummer. They got kind of terrible towards the end, but. Is actually a classically trained opera singer, so she comes from a very classical background and listening to kind of country music growing up in Alberta, and so we bring those three things together, and it means that what we make has elements of all those things, but is also different. You know,
you mentioned Fugazi. I like to categorize myself as punk rock, and Fugazi is one of my favorites. One of, you know, they were right there top of the list. What's your favorite Fugazi track?
Oh, jeez, that.
Or no, you know what? I know it's very hard because I think I would be put on the list. What's your favorite Fugazi album? And what do you think of the more later Fugazi albums compared to the earlier ones?
Yeah, I came to Fugazi backwards. Like, they were already broken up when I started listening to them. I was younger, and got onto them through kind of a lot of the bands they influenced, like Sunny Day Real Estate and Jimmy Eat World and stuff like that I was listening to in high school. And they all kept, even Nirvana, they were all talking about Fugazi. And so I kind of heard all of that together. So I love the later stuff. To me, I feel like 13 songs.
Yeah.
Did I just wrong? Or is that a good one?
No, you can't go wrong with that one. It's, you know, it's, yeah, it's,
it's just it's so good. It's just so good.
That's cool. What's the big Canadian band that's on this commercial radio?
I guess it's hard to escape Nickelback. They're everywhere, and they're a bit of a whipping boy up here in Canada. but there are lots of great other sort of big commercial bands up here. Metric that I mentioned, a band called Hey Ocean is very marketable and also play great tunes. And
I did go to your Bandcamp. There you have an EP called Be Kept.
Yep, that's right. Full length.
I'm sorry. A full length out, and then there's a 7-inch that's out.
Yeah, that's right. And that's out, and it's called Take Me Back to the Place.
One of the things that we like to do here, is that all you've released?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay. One of the things that me and Mark, his name's Mark, we like to play this game, Who's Cooler? And what we do is we listen to the full length that a band has, that we have on, and we pick which song we like the most. I'll tell you who they are, and then you tell me who's cooler by the track that we pick. You game?
Okay. Okay.
So this is Who's Cooler. Off of Be Kept, I picked Novel as my favorite. Okay. Mark picked Hurt an Enemy. Who's cooler?
Yeah. Okay, you're both... I wish that the other two were here because they would say differently, but I'm going to have to say Mark is cooler.
Mm-hmm. Congratulations, Mark. He loves being cooler.
There's part of me that I think it's funny because you guys picked two songs that for me are really highlights of that album, and in a surprising way, and for different reasons. So Novel was great because it's got that like Queen operatic ending. It's pretty fun. It's pretty funny. And we had lots of our friends help out on it. So that song has the most players, just all these outside people coming in and playing different instruments. And it turned out pretty well, I think. I like the way it turned out. Hurt an Enemy, we actually weren't even going to record that song. At the end of the day of our drum session, we had a little bit of extra time. And we thought, okay, let's do Hurt an Enemy. So we did one take of it. Luke nailed it in one take. And it turned out to be one of the gems of the album and of our set. It's a fun song because I get to basically scream and shout at the audience, and people seem to like it, which is, I don't know, you give it like a Latin rhythm, and you can shout at anybody, and they enjoy it.
They enjoy it. What can someone expect from one of your shows?
Controlled chaos. You know the feeling when you go over when you're on a roller coaster and you're just about to go over the top and it starts to go down? I think that's the feeling at a Beekeeper show. I think that we've got two extremes happening at once. I think our live show is really crazy and really unpredictable. We've got like pretty wild stage energy. People come to shows because they're always expecting that to be the show that I hurt myself really badly at. I like to climb things and. Like, just kind of, it's a performance too, you know, so we've got that element. But at the same time, I think the music that we're playing, while it's very chaotic and very nuts, it's tight, you know, we practice a lot. The only reason we can get away with playing such wacky music is by kind of let it being so tight that people know it's on purpose, if that makes sense. It's like, this isn't an accident, we're in total control here. So enjoy this music, and also... Here's some crazy flailing around.
place that we can go and you can get back on your feet, boy. Somewhere I know we all want to go when the heat is on. No one will believe us when we tell them what we see. But baby, I need you, and I know it's not a dream. Baby, in your dreams. Baby, in your dreams.
Hey, this is Ronnie Rucker, and this is the movie review.
For nearly 3,000 years, man has searched for the lost Ark of the Covenant.
The Bible speaks of the Ark leveling mountains and laying waste to entire regions.
Not something to be taken lightly. No one knows its secrets.
Jones, do you realize what the Ark is? It's a transmitter. It's a radio for speaking to God.
Okay. Just cut this short. I watched Raiders of the Lost Ark, if I can, on IMAX this week. I'll tell you what. It was fucking very cool to fucking see. Again, you can watch it on fucking, like, every fucking Netflix or whatever. Good movie. Yeah, let's just move on. You just got so much to do and running out of fucking time. Check that movie out if you haven't fucking seen it. Wait.
Withdraw. They own their highest degree by swallowing ecstasy. Scribbles on campus looking for them brand feet. I'm in the cheeks.
It's the point of the show where I do the buzzkill, and what I really want to talk about is people calling me a jerk on Twitter. I don't know why you're going to fucking do it. Why can't you just unfollow me? Calling me a jerk and then unfollowing me is fucked up. It's just fucked up. I don't go around calling you motherfuckers if I'm going to unfollow you for saying something you don't like. Just unfollow. Fucking do that. Because if you don't and call me the jerk, then I'm going to call you a motherfucker. And then you're going to get all butthurt because I fucking took it to the next level. But that's what we do here. We fucking take it to the next level. So just unfollow me. Don't make me unfollow you like 10 fucking times, because I will. Fucking follow you, then unfollow you, then follow you, and then unfollow you just to fucking prove a point. Okay? Just fucking unfollow if you got a problem. Okay, and the president is still black and will probably be black for another fucking 4 years. If you got an issue with that, go fuck yourself. Thank you. That's all. Go fuck yourself. That's all. Fucking. Fuck. For those of you watching on Stitcher right now, thanks for tuning in. And those of you watching on Rip Radio Network or listening on that channel, I appreciate it immensely. I dig it a lot. Thanks for tuning in. Oh, what time is it? We have 15 more minutes to go, and this... Oh, we can do it. Let's get into it. Don't retweet the word cunt, because even if it is somebody that fucking is from the UK telling you to, because people get offended. I don't understand why, but yeah, you're beneath everything where you pick it, and we play it all in motherfucking low definition. This is the music block. This is the woods. You're beneath everything. Enjoy.
Oh,
Unicorns, are they overrated?
I think in a way they're overrated because Pegasuses, or Pegasi, I guess, are like unicorns but can fly, and you don't hear a lot about them. I guess because unicorns probably died in Noah's Ark, and the Pegasi just flew to higher ground, so they're just biding their time. I feel like we should support them because they're coming back for us.
Good. Favorite alcoholic beverage?
Canadian beer. Nice. Got lots of great microbrew stuff that is just wonderful. That was the most pretentious answer I could have given.
It's okay. Okay. Before we go to the next question, I want to ask you this. What's your favorite Canadian beer?
Well, maybe I'll give a cheat answer. There's a brewery in Quebec called Unibrew, and they're basically every beer they make is delicious, and I love it. Yeah. And in terms of West Coast, Phillips Brewery is very good, and
You ever been so drunk you've fallen down?
Definitely. I've also fallen down in order to get so drunk.
Smart. I like to start off on the ground.
That way,
you know, it's all uphill, you know?
Then you get burpy and stuff, so it's, good.
What's the weirdest thing about yourself?
Oh, wow, I'm so weird. There are so many things to choose. I think, I don't know, I fall in love with every person I meet deeply in love for a moment, and then it goes away. But for that moment, it's really legitimate.
I love it. What's your favorite curse word?
I like... I was about to say chiffon, but I don't think that's a curse word. I think that's a type of fabric, but let's go with chiffon.
Okay. What's next for you guys as a band? I know you have this 7-inch out. Is there, like, a full-length coming?
Yeah, we're working on a full-length that is going to be one of the greatest records ever released. I'm joking, but I'm not. It's really, you know, it's going to be something. We're really... Our past, we've learned a lot from our past records. We've done a lot of it ourselves, done a lot of it sort of in nice studios under a budget crunch, so we're rushing. And we're really trying to take our time with this one, get the foundation laid, and really make the record that we know this band is capable of, and that kind of captures the energy of our live show. That we've struggled with that on some of our past records.
Wait, where can people find you online?
Oh, yeah, so the if you want to find out loads about us, you can go to bkpr.ca. The easiest way to get a hold of our music... Actually, let's do a free download for your listeners. How about that? Why don't you give me two words, and whatever two words you give me will be the download code. I will create it.
My favorite two words are fuck and piss.
Okay, fuck piss. All right, so if your listeners enter the words fuck piss, with a space in between them, at download.bkpr.ca, they'll get a copy of the 7-inch. We'll do that, digital copy. Nice. That's your newest for fuck piss.
Okay. Once again, that's
download.bkpr.ca.
Cool. I really dig what you guys got going on. Is there anything else that you want to tell the world before I let you go?
You heard it here first. We're coming for you. Get ready. You might as well like us now, because you're going to like us in 5 years.
Thank you.
That's what happens when I fucking start tweeting. You hear that? 5 minutes to go before I fucking gotta let you go, motherfuckers. So let's just get right into it. No Monster Club next week. The full interview and all the playlist, etc. is on our blog, beneatheverything.com. I think I can catch you on the other side of this. Let's get into it. This is the last track. This is White Long. Take the mirror. Enjoy. Time. How much more time? I can fucking talk. This is cool. Fucking last week, in the past two weeks, I've had issues fucking finishing the show on time. Check this out. Next week, we have this band, No Monster Club, on the show. Really excited to fucking be able to share that with you. This week, though, we did have a lot of stuff. If you're interested in the full, entire, unedited interview with Devin from Beekeeper, band out of Vancouver, head over to our blog. If you're watching this on TV, fucking now, beneatheverything.com, and you can see it. Exactly. Fucking do your thing. Played a whole lot of music. If you want to have your music played on the show, head over to our blog. Fucking do your thing and submit your track to the show. Who knows? Every Tuesday we do feature fucking a band that submits shows, tracks to the show, so you can fucking do that. You know what? I got enough time to drink some more. Let's do it. Fucking these bitches rolling. Blowing ass, grabbing ass, getting baked, that trippy swag. Molly in my system, but I ain't turned up yet. Smoking paper jets, with a blonde and brunette. They stone blow, I'm double cupping. Juicy toss all hoes, no handcuffing. All right. Every Friday we come out with a new show. You're going to want to get it on iTunes, wherever the fuck you are. You're going to fucking find it. It's all over the fucking internet. If you're listening on fucking Stitcher right now, thank you. iTunes, thank you. Podomatic, thank you. Rip Radio Network, thank you. Podcast fucking finder, fucking Podbean, fucking Blueberry, fucking wherever. If you're on your BlackBerry or your Android phone, watching on TV, I don't give a fuck. You're all the fucking same to me. I fucking love you all. Every Friday. BeneathEverything.com. You'll get something every day. Don't fuck around on this shit, because we are fucking taking the world by fucking storm. You can't stop us. You can't fucking stop us. And we currently have less than a minute to go. So at this point, I will bid you all a fond adieu. Adieu, adieu. Adieu, adieu. Peace out.
If you are out there spreading that stuff, congratulations. Happy Valentine's Day. You are a fucking idiot. Sarah, I got your other email. I got your address. The production notes and it's signed is on its way.
Look at me doing a dance. It's me, Ronnie Rucker, doing a dance with my mask on.
That's so sad. Okay, just to play some music.